strategy seems to separate the candidates when it comes to fighting crime in the city of Syracuse as they debate whether to use technology versus an officer on the street. The three candidates in September's mayoral Democratic primary debated the issue on the Campbell Conversations. Common Counselor Pat Hogan suggests there aren't enough officers on the street.
Right now, if you talk to an average police officer who's on a shift, you probably have 15 to 20 police officers on a shift in the daytime, and at night you might have 30. There should be 40 officers on a patrol shift. We should get those police officers out of the PSB to break down those special units and put them all in patrol.
Candidate Alfonso Davis agrees with Hogan that more officers should be on the street. He says there needs to be a better relationship between police and the community, asking for officers instead of overseers.
So that when an incident does occur, versus you coming in on the scene as this supervisual person with this overseer perspective or this Costafo perspective, you have a relationship with the people, and people are more in tune to engage you, to give you significant information.
Minor defends her police strategy, noting that Operation Truce, which has targeted gangs and uses technology like police cameras on corners, has gone a long way in keeping citizens safe. And she says her administration hasn't ignored the face-to-face part of policing.
We have said, and I said 4 years ago, that it was going to be a priority to improve relationships between the neighborhoods and the police department. And Chief Fowler and I have done really yeoman's work on that, and we still have a ways to go, but I'm very proud of the relationship that we've had, and we've had a lot of people talk to us about how much better it's gotten.
The three candidates face off September 10th. At this point, there's only token Republican opposition to the winner of the primary. You can hear the full candidate forum on the Campbell Conversations. That's this Sunday evening at 6 on WRVO or online at WRVO.org.